Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hello, and welcome to our latest podcast. This
songs that are questions.
Songs that are questions. But in order to narrow it down, because we found over 100 songs that are questions.
A ridiculous amount of songs
ridiculous
that are questions.
Ridiculous amount. What we've decided is songs that are closed probe questions. Yeah. And you might want to give the technical explanation of a closed probe.
So a closed...
It sounds like something aliens would do.
It does. See, I wouldn't normally use the probe word with it. I would just say a closed question.
Yeah.
So a closed question means that you have... very limited answers to it. It's usually yes or no.
Binary. A one, a zero.
Yeah.
I love it. It's simple.
It's simple.
Yeah.
Yes, you do like the simplicity of that sort of stuff.
Am I? Are you? Can you? Do you?
Yeah.
Is this?
Yeah.
Will I?
And it was fascinating going through the list and actually working out that there was a whole bunch of who, what, why, where, how.
Who, what, why, where, when, how.
When, how, yes.
The big six.
Yep, yep.
The five W's and the how. Yeah.
Yep, so the five W's and the H. But then there was a whole bunch of other questions that were not.
Mm.
That were closed, that were restricted, da, 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 da. So it was kind of a little bit curious.
Yeah.
So there may be a part two.
I mean, you know, for example, we're looking at who's that girl?
Yeah.
Going, well, I have to give you a name. I have to say, oh, it's Christina.
Yeah.
She's running around with me because we're doing podcasts together.
Yeah.
But, you know, for some of these, and I'm just trying to think, songs like Do You Love Me?
Yeah.
You go, well, yes or no?
Yeah. It's pretty simple.
Yeah. And maybe we need to answer each of these after we do
yes,
them too.
We should.
We've got our top 12
good
that we've
idea.
Come up with.
And it almost feels like it's kind of like they've gotten to the point where they've asked lots of other questions and now it's like, right,
yep.
Just answer this one and then we're okay.
Yeah. Or you're asking, you usually start with a closed probe to warm people up a little bit. So
do
if they're
you?
Not saying anything, if they're not answering or going, oh no, or whatever. Yeah, okay, let's just start with a few yes, no's, okay? And then we'll build on that.
Yeah, okay.
So, you know, do you love me? Yes. How much do you love me? Or why do you love me? Or
oh, I see, you know, I see.
Or when did that happen? Or yeah.
I like it.
You know, did that happen? Yes. Okay, when did that happen?
Right.
I don't know. That's
just do it the way you roll.
So
I'm going to have a think about that because, yeah, that's got me curiously thinking.
Ooh.
Because I'm not sure that's the way I start. I think I start open and then make a joke.
Yeah, I mean, we probably go the same way.
Yeah.
But sometimes you have to vary the approach.
Yeah, totally
I mean, if the if that approach doesn't work, you've got to have several in your little kit bag, right?
Yeah. Yep.
So people who are completely like, I'm not talking to you.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's start with some yes
so
no's
can
to warm
we agree
you up. Yeah.
That this is, you know, it's 10 o'clock.
Yeah, yeah.
Can we agree that?
Yeah, yeah.
Now let's move forward. Okay.
Okay, yeah. No, let's go with our top 12 songs.
The top 12 songs, but there is an extra layer of ruling associated with this.
Mm.
Yeah. Neil's looking at me like, what? This is a rule I'm not aware of. Totally a rule you're aware of. We've tried to also exclude ones that we may have talked about before that have been featured
before. Oh, yes.
Before.
Like, Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow?
Yeah,
And Don't You Want Me, Baby?
Yeah. So ones that we've featured before,
which we talked about the fortnight ago in our Irish one. Yes, if we've used them before, we don't want to keep giving you the same songs all the time
because you'd be like, "Oh, are they talking about that song again?"
Oh, fine. Yeah, let's just talk about Carole King again. Oh, we do love Carole.
Yeah.
I could talk about her a lot, but let's let's add a bit.
We've got many strings to our bow.
Mm-hmm.
Carole's one of those strings, a very strong string, but you know, many strings. So let's move.
Let's go. Number 12. And let's start with something fun and dancey.
Yes. Totally dancey. Totally fun.
Can You Feel It by the Jackson 5.
Yeah.
Can you feel it? It's just one of those songs.
Yeah.
Woo! You just...
Yeah, absolutely. So for me...
It's just... I love the Jackson 5. They had some really good songs.
They did, yeah. And Family Again, harmonising, beautiful voices. Really great. Fascinating.
You know, oppressive father, which is a little scary. And
terrifying.
Some kids
that
ended up a little bit screwed up.
Yeah. Interestingly, I've read Janet Jackson's biography.
I've also seen Janet twice in concert. You know, I don't
oh my
go
gosh,
to many concerts.
I've never seen Janet.
I've seen Janet twice.
Oh, I'm so jealous right now.
She's awesome in concert, yeah.
Anyway, so in Janet...
Because I love Corey. I love good Corey as
she's just awesome. Yay, respect.
Respect.
You know, respect for you and respect for Janet.
Even though she wasn't in the Jackson 5.
No,
but
there was a lot of pressure in that family and she shied away from music entirely.
Mm.
Because of that, because of the pressure she could see.
And she had five older brothers that were doing it. So you went, oh, maybe I don't want to do that, even though I'm ridiculously talented.
Yeah. So what ended up happening was she was playing around in their family studio. Doesn't everybody have a studio in their house?
Oh, you're in my family studio.
I am in your family studio. Okay, it
doubles
studio.
As my wardrobe, but whatevs.
Yeah. So, yes, in their family studio, and she didn't realize that somebody had the record on, and she was just singing away to herself. And then her father heard her and went, who the hell is that? That is awesome. Yeah. And then realised it was her just mucking around.
Yeah.
Love Janet.
Yeah. Big fan.
Mm.
We'll put her on the list.
We do. Yeah, I'll add it to the list. Yeah. The other thing that we need to talk about this song is when I hear this song, my very first image is of Jane Fonda, aerobics videos.
Oh, was this in one of her workout videos?
Yeah. This is the song, in particular when you have to do this this lift. What, where you
feel
lift
the burn, baby.
Yes, where you feel the burn. So you're on your back, you've got your knees bent, you are lifting your buttocks up, and you're, you know, lifting it up and down and, you know, kind of squeezing it that you can feel the burn.
Pelvic floor.
This is the song. That is with that. That is my first image of my mum on the ground with leg warmers.
No.
Feeling the burn. And of course, us, my sister and I, going, hey, I'll give it a go.
Did she do the crazy running up and down thing to Maniac as well?
not quite like that.
Flash dance? Did you pour water over her when she did the thing over the chair? No.
Not quite, okay. But yes, oh my gosh. Yeah, as soon as I hear this song, that is the
top
10
leg warmer songs.
Writing it down.
So Can You Feel It by the Jackson 5.
Oh my gosh.
And then we go from that to what I have described as one of the two official Bogan national anthems.
Oh, yes, for sure. One of the two. Yeah.
K-Sound is one. The other one, Am I Ever Going to See Your Face Again?
No way.
To which, you know, as we said, well, we did say before, right?
It was binary, yeah.
We said it was binary. It was yes or no. But Australians, normally we shorten things, right? So we just go, yeah, mate, or
so
Macca,
do one
Dabo.
Or two things. Yeah. We shorten it or we make it ridiculously long.
And guess which one we did with Am I Ever Going to See Your Face Again? The correct answer is no way.
Get fucked. Fuck off.
And there was time in between to scream that.
Yeah, definitely. There's space. And if you've ever seen
Australian knows this. This should be part of the
test. It should be one of the tests.
Bradman's batting average and what comes next? Am I ever going to see your face again? What six words do you scream next?
Have you seen Angels live?
I've never seen them live. No. Oh, wow. God. Oh, yes. God.
Whole
dodging VB cans being thrown everywhere, and
it's not quite that because because it is the Aussie Bogan, it's just like full on, Wayne's World worship mode, and just screeching at the top of their lungs. So, the daintiest people you could possibly ever imagine, the biggest,
because Doc Neeson, when you see him, saw him interviewed, I use present tense, which is very sad because he's no longer with us, but when you saw him interviewed, he just seemed like, you know, you're having a cup of tea with them. Like Wayne's World, you know, they're like, yeah, rock on, let's go backstage and meet Alice Cooper. Yeah. And they had that la 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 music and they're all having a cup of tea. Yeah. Going, hey, did you know this interesting fact? What?
Yeah, Alice Cooper's the bomb, though.
I do love Alice Cooper as well. But yeah, this Doc Neeson seemed a little bit like
absolutely.
That as well. Just
absolutely.
A little bit, okay, you're that person on stage and you're that person singing and you're just,
different personality, but cool. And super fun when you're really, really drunk to sing it really loud.
Yeah, there is no other way.
That's true, actually, yeah. Screaming at the top of your lungs, only way to do it.
So the number 10, this one's actually a lot easier for you.
It is a lot easier for me. So the song is Do You Want to Dance? And for me, the answer, there's not even a binary decision here. It's just there's one answer, yes, all the time, always.
There's no need to get nervous and say, do you want to dance?
It is a bit nerve-wracking. It's like he's got to start.
Do you want to dance?
Do you want to? Yeah. But it'll be just like.
Do you want to dance? Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Christina's answer is always yes.
Always. Yes.
That's, you know, I avoid.
I know, but I'm telling you.
Always.
Always.
Oh my God.
Always.
My mission in life is to find
an opportunity where you go. Some guy. Do you want
to
dance?
Some guy. Some random person to just come up to you and say, "Do you want to dance?" And hear you say no. I go, yes.
No, it'll be yes. Always. everywhere.
Okay.
The other interesting fact.
I have accepted this challenge.
Yes, take the challenge.
Bobby Freeman was the original, but this is one of those songs that's been covered a million times.
A million times, because it's like 1958.
Like a million times. Okay, maybe like 20, 30.
Okay.
Whatever.
Let's not spoil with all the facts. You know, exaggeration's fun.
Too technical.
1958, though.
Yeah,
was when it originally released.
Yeah.
So this is like one of those songs that just has, and I'm using sweeping gestures while I'm trying to think of the appropriate word.
Thank God this table's big enough you put my eye out with that. Yeah.
Which would be, it's enduring.
Yes.
And it also is so well written that it can be covered by loads and loads of people.
It's just a fun song, you know.
It's a fun song.
And I can split music into two things. I was telling my niece this a few years ago when we had a long car trip and we were talking about music and exchanging ideas. It was actually really cool.
Oh, okay. It was actually really good.
Yeah, no, it was fun.
The first part is like, oh my God, Neil's lecturing me.
No. This is why I was driving my niece Bridget down, up near Byron Bay to Sydney. So it was a long trip. 10, 11 hour car trip with stops. And we each played some of each other's music in the car.
Nice.
And so I was listening to some of hers and I said, look, some of the songs I'd preface with, this is just fun. Sometimes you don't need meaning and depth in a song. Sometimes
hold the phone.
You just want a bit of fun. Not always.
Did Neil just say no meaning, no depth? Just fun?
I said sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah, meaning and depth are obviously very important as well.
Of course they're very important.
But
so it's fun!
Yeah, so it's fun, yes.
I know. Let's just run through a couple of people that have done this.
Go.
Barbara.
Babs.
Babs. Mm. So that's all we need to say.
We don't need to say.
Yeah,
because
it's
Barbara.
Just, yeah.
Yeah.
The Ramones.
The Ramones. This is where you say a good song, any genre,
any type
of band. So Barbara and the Ramones are pretty polar opposite.
And then when you add the factor of Cliff Richard in there, then it's like, whoa.
The Young Ones ruined that, not ruined it, but changed that forever, didn't they? I've never said Cliff. I can't even say it properly now. Cliff Richard.
No,
you have to say it the same way as
Rick. Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you haven't seen, was that the 80s as well? It was
the Young 80s. Ones, yeah, well
so
and true.
So 1980s, BBC, a very,
ones.
It wasn't a particularly long series, I think it was
but
a couple
they,
of...
But they re-released Living Doll with Cliff
they
Richard.
They did, and Summer Holiday.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's a television series, totally worth it, very appropriate for
only
that
made
time.
three series with about six episodes?
Yeah, I think so.
They weren't, back then, they're not like the American ones with 24 episodes in a series, and you go, oh my God, there's a day of my life gone.
End.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But still funny.
Oh yeah, I love
Even now, we went back, watched it.
Yeah.
Late 90s, and that was at least 12 years after it finished, and it was still it was still funny.
Yeah, it was. It was really good.
Yeah.
Really, really good.
Anyway, we got into that with
nine.
Number
nine. Where are you? Oops.
Are you going to go my way?
Are you?
And can we just stop and pause for a moment and fan ourselves? Because Lenny Kravitz.
He does make you, what's the word? Verklempt.
Verklempt. Well, verklempt is more a bit overcome with emotion.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lenny is just your rock and roll sex god.
Yeah.
There's just some people have it.
Charisma, baby.
He just, I don't know what it is, he has it.
Yeah.
And he has quite a lot of it.
It factor.
Yeah, I was trying to avoid
saying
that.
I know, so was
he has
I.
the sex factor.
Yeah, he has the sex factor.
He's just, and he doesn't try too hard, he doesn't need to. Mm-hmm. He knows he doesn't need to. Even in the Hunger Games, you go, oh, God, I love you.
I know.
He's just, and great voice. This song, just rocking guitar.
Yes, I am going your way.
I don't even know where you're going, and I am totally going your way.
Yeah.
Thank you,
and
Lenny.
The other thing is, we have featured him in the Mother's Day. I'm wagging my pen at you. We have also featured him in the Mother's Day series, and he wrote a particularly beautiful and poignant song about his mum. So that kind of thing makes you love him even more.
What song did we have for
him? I can't remember the exact song, but he did. Have a very beautiful song.
Yeah.
So that kind of loves you. I reckon that makes him even more lovable because it's like not only are you a sex god,
and a rocker,
and
an actor, a good actor,
and an actor,
and ridiculously good looking,
and
accidentally flopping your dick out in it. Yeah. And you love your mum.
Yeah.
That's an important quality in a man.
Guy.
Yeah.
It's just perfect.
And articulate and just.
Oh, yeah.
and just could wear anything and look good in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do we need a moment?
Just fanning ourselves for a moment. Just talk amongst yourselves for a minute while we come down after a bit of Lenny chat. Tell us we're wrong. Come on.
Yeah, no, really. Exactly. Come on, hey, people. We want comments. We want feedback. If you think we're wrong, please let us know. We're not. But, you know, you can let us know and we can just laugh and poke on you about this.
So at number eight, we go from
one sex god to another.
I think another.
Slightly different
and
era.
And I've...
Confession time.
It is confession time.
Go.
I've got to tell you. And I think, I thought this was amusing that I'm a bit of a closet fan of this person. And it's very appropriate because I'm in my closet.
You're in your
as
closet.
I'm telling you this.
Yeah. For my a
name
really
is
moment.
My name is Neil. And I really like Elvis. There, I've said it. And I'm proud and I'm happy about that.
But it's
Are You Lonesome Tonight?
Oh, yeah.
And back in the 50s, can you imagine?
Yeah.
No, like, what? You can't ask that. You can't. That's implying that, what, are you, do you want to do sex things? Gasp.
No. But he could so get away with it.
And we've talked about this before. He changed the course of music.
He certainly did.
There are certain, like the Beatles, Elvis, I don't even know who else you put in there. Not many.
Queen, Bowie. Yeah, there's
Maybe. Yeah. But those first two completely changed the course of music history.
Yeah, absolutely.
Completely.
Yeah.
And, oh my God.
Yeah.
Thank you for
and
doing that.
And spectacularly.
Yeah, yeah. Not in a bad way.
Yeah, just like, thank you for doing that. Thank you for being absolutely yourself. Thank you for bringing that music to it. Thank you for swiveling those hips. Thank you for writing those songs.
Thank you for crooning Are You Lonesome Tonight to everybody.
Yeah.
And I think the answer would be yes.
Yes.
And please ask the next question.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Now, to be clear, while Neil has just confessed that he's a Elvis fan, he's not the travel to parks and spend an entire weekend.
No,
with many
I said,
Elvis
you
fans.
Know, like I'm not going to be that kind of Elvis fan.
No.
Not that there's anything wrong with
Nothing
that.
Nothing wrong with that at all.
That's just not me. That's not how I roll.
The way you go, then that's just perfect.
But I will never hear anything bad said about Elvis. I'll never sit there and take it. I have had someone go, oh, bloody Elvis, go, hang on, no, stop. I got to stop you there.
Yeah.
You know.
Mm-mm,
snapping Z's all over your ass.
Yeah,
no.
I've never heard anyone say anything like that.
Yeah, a couple of people have just rolled their eyes and done that thing of going, don't be doing that about the king. Sorry. Yeah.
And okay, so let's go to seven. Number seven.
With a bullet. Let's rock out.
Let's rock out. We've gone to a couple of different places. We've been a little bit sad, but let's not worry about that.
We've been sad. We've been sexy. We've been rocky.
And now let's just go
just
hard
rock.
On fun rock. Let's just go Jet. Are you gonna be my girl?
Are you gonna be my girl? It is just, and they're Australian, which I love even more. Because when I first heard this, I went, oh my God, who is this band?
Yeah.
And I went, oh, yes, they're Australian. You just feel proud that someone Australian has done such a cool song.
It's such a good song. It's, yeah, you just start to want to belt it out right here, right now.
And again, this is the sort of song, don't need depth with lyrics.
No, it's a fun song.
It's just like, really... You gonna be my girl? Do you wanna go round with me?
Yeah.
It sounds really puberty blues, doesn't it?
It does sound puberty blues.
All right.
So yeah, it's
but
perfect.
Just a
rocky,
good guitar, good
guitar. You really like guitar.
Really, I do like good guitar riffs and good guitar in a song, and yeah, it's the sort of one you can. It makes you. You even did it. It
air
just
guitar.
Makes you do air guitar. Yeah. Like, just when I'm. Maybe I want to learn guitar and go.
Yeah, it would be perfect for that, actually. It would be a really good one to do that.
Yeah.
Air guitar all the way.
Yes.
I wonder if it's like a feature of air guitar competitions, but yeah, that's
oh, that's a, whole different conversation we need to have. That actually is hilarious as well.
It's hilarious.
Then number six.
Six.
So after we've rocked out, let's pass a doobie around.
Let's get all mellow, baby.
Mm-hmm. Legal in a few states in America. Is this love? Is this love?
Is this love?
Is this love? Is this love? Is this love that I'm feeling? Maybe it's Bob Marley and the Wailers.
Yeah.
A lot of respect for Bob Marley. Again, maybe not changed the course of history, but certainly brought a genre to light that the world didn't sit up and take notice about until he came out. And again, pioneer He sort of mixed some politics in.
Absolutely mixed some politics in there. Damn straight he did.
But it was stuff that was needed as opposed to Bono that we talked about in the last podcast that we won't. Well, let's just let that go.
Let's move on.
But is this like a classic song from Bob Marley and Wailers? One of their, they've got quite a few, and this just had to be in the list. That's all I can say about it.
I agree. It's a beautiful song. I love the fact that he repeats it three times because it just feels like...
It's questioning himself.
Yeah.
Is this love that I'm feeling?
Yeah.
It's... Really? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it's just gorgeous. And you're right, reggae, he introduced reggae to the wider world, to the Western world.
It had always been there.
It
was under the couch all along.
Yes, there it is.
Yeah.
There it is.
But he is certainly the... when you say the word reggae, right. Bob Marley's got to be the first person that comes up.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. So shall we go? So then, we've had some loving.
We've had some loving, and then this is my forte, isn't it?
It's from a musical,
and it's really sad and poignant.
It's very sad.
So this is a song called Will I, from the musical Rent. So as some of you may know, in the musical Rent, a lot of the characters, it's a time when in the 80s, 90s, after the really bad period in the 80s, HIV positive, AIDS, and there is a difference between the two, but let's not get into that. So this is some of the main characters going to a support group for people who either are HIV positive and not sure what's going to happen with their life, because back then it was a death sentence.
Absolutely.
Now it's not so much. There's a lot of drugs that are helping, which is a great thing.
Yeah, it is a good thing.
There's quite a few things I love about this song.
There is
a few things. It fits in with our theme because the song is three questions repeated. Yes. Will I lose my dignity? Will someone care? Will I wake tomorrow from this nightmare?
Yeah.
And anyone who's... It doesn't have to be HIV positive. Anyone that's got any kind of disease that might be terminal or any kind of illness, something you go, am I... Shit, not gonna be okay. The other thing I love about this song is the way it's crafted, so it's around.
Yes.
Which sounds cool when they sing them, but... You have to be so spot on when you write something in a round. And you can do it with four. So every note that everyone's singing at different points in the four different lines has to do it so that every note goes well together.
Absolutely.
And this is just so brilliant.
It is brilliantly done. Goosebumpy brilliantly done.
You only heard it for the first time earlier when I played it. And I got goosies as well, but we both just went... Oh, I still love this song.
Absolutely.
I would
just
love
beautiful.
To get together with three other people who could sing, because it's actually not an easy song to sing either. It's not like Kookaburra Sits in the Old Gum Tree and everyone can kind of sing along. This is a very, tailored song to people with really good voices. I'm not even sure I could do some of the higher notes, but I'd love to just do that sort of thing and get amongst it.
Yeah. For sure. I totally agree. And I really love that this question is like doubling down on the question. So not only is the title a question. It's like tripling down almost. Yeah. Because it's like three questions in a row. So it's like going, it's like the quintessential songs about questions because they're all just questions.
And they don't actually answer any of them.
No, nasty buggers.
Yeah, so normally we said this is binary. It's yes or no. And it's like, this answer is depends on your attitude. It depends on
your T cell count.
It depends on a whole lot of things.
Absolutely, attitude, everything.
Yeah. So this is maybe slightly divergent from the binary yes no. So black and white thing because we're not black and white people.
And we don't stick to black and white, and we don't stick to all the rules.
I was going to say life is shades of grey, but that's just been ruined for everyone, hasn't it?
It certainly has. Yeah, it certainly has.
Don't go there. Let's go to number four.
Let's go to number four.
Four questions left. And this is one. This is your forte. See what I did
there? Nice. Yeah, really good.
Aussie band.
Hunters and Collectors, H&C.
I put H&C because you don't even need any more than that.
No, that's enough.
Do you see what I see?
Yeah,
and not the Christmas Carol. Do you see what I see?
No.
Because that's not where we're going with this. This is totally not that song. Although that's a nice song.
It is a nice song.
It was on the original, shortlist, but it just didn't make the cut.
Yeah. Thin Lizzy.
So Do You See What I See? Go.
Yeah. So Hunters and Collectors are an amazing live band. So
I've seen Hunters live too.
Oh my god!
At the Old Greek Theatre in Melbourne.
And whoa.
I know, right?
And?
Lucky, lucky. Was drinking VB out of cans, I think.
That's where they got their street cred. That's where they got their...
They built their tribe.
They absolutely built their tribe there. I don't do live albums, which is...
Which is weird, because you do live performances coming out your wazoo.
But I don't like listening to live albums because I want to be there. Mm. I find it a little bit frustrating. But there's a few that
depends.
I have.
And Kate Bush is an exception where you actually feel like you're there.
Yeah. Absolutely, because it's a special kind of artist. It's a generalisation to say I don't like live albums because some of them are good.
Well, you'd say you wouldn't prefer to see them in person, in live, rather than
Let me put it this way. If I'm looking through albums of bands that I may not have already got and I see a live album, I'm bound to put it back and just get the ones that are not live.
Yep.
But some bands are the exception to that. So Kate Bush is the exception to that. This band is the exception to that. They have... You hear the audience.
I was going
to
say, what you hear on the live album is probably what's going to be on the studio album anyway. They're not like, you know, we don't need to synthesize this voice or do anything else.
Absolutely.
Like Mark Hunter's just not Mark Hunter, Mark Seymour.
Seymour, yes.
I think Mark Hunter's Dragon.
Yep.
Yeah.
He's got a fabulous
Mark Seymour voice. Is Mark Seymour.
Yeah. And probably one of the only men that could say, you know, you make me feel like a woman. So one
you don't make me feel like I'm a woman anymore. Yeah.
One of the only men that could possibly sing that song and get away with it.
Yeah.
So they are massive on audience participation. And when you listen to them singing this song with an audience, with a live audience, all of the songs, you just hear it. Yeah, absolutely.
Like they actually want people. And I think at the end of it, you know, if you're tired at a gig, you go, I'm just going to let you do some stuff for a while.
Yeah. And because they've been around for a while, because they've cut their teeth there, because they've kind of built that
they're one of those
tribe,
real Aussie pub bands that have been
solid.
Probably been in every pub in Australia. They've toured, you name it, they've probably been there and sung there.
Yeah, absolutely. And they're magical live. Everyone knows the lyrics and it's just really, really good. So,
yep.
Good on ya. Do you see what I see, Hunters and Collectors?
Okay, number three.
Number three. Let's
number
do it.
Number three. Ooh. Is she really going out with him?
Is she really going out with him?
Joe Jackson, he's a little bit upset.
He is a bit upset.
He's, you know, is she really going to take him home tonight? And I think he's kind of lamenting a lost love there.
He is lamenting a lost love.
Mm.
So I really like Joe Jackson.
You, and this surprised me, you've got you're a whole little Joe Jacksonophile.
Yeah. So he writes the song that he writes what he's feeling, writes what he's going through, writes. So this is one of those songs, Is She Really Going Out With Him, which is definitely about a lost love. But he does this with lots of his songs where he kind of writes from a perspective, where you're kind of listening to him talk about that perspective. And I love the way that he does that. I also don't think he has a spectacular voice, but I think the way that he writes.
And he's not a particularly good-looking person.
No.
Like he's just, but he just... One of those people that's made the most of everything, but it
absolutely.
All works together.
Yeah, it does. It does really work together.
Good and songwriting.
Yeah, and it's another sign for any artist out there thinking, you know, what are they going to do? How are they going to do this? Just be yourself.
Yes.
Because that's the only way that you're going to get the recognition you desire. And even if you don't get that recognition...
At the end of the day, you're still yourself.
Absolutely. You'll honour that.
You haven't sold out.
Yeah. You'll honour that process and you'll be much more authentic and real. And he's very much like that. He writes lots of songs that are singable, but also that you kind of go, yeah, I've kind of wondered that myself, you know. So he's just, yeah.
He's cool. Have you seen him live?
I haven't seen him live.
Does he come out?
No, I don't know, actually. I'll have to keep an eye out for it, because he wouldn't be terribly old, not as old as Burt Bacharach, for example.
Yeah, he's 88.
But well, yeah.
We're just about to talk about
we
him.
We are just
actually,
about to
talk about
actually,
that's a good little segue.
Wasn't it?
At number two... Oh, I love this song. I love Burt Bacharach.
Yeah.
Do You Know the Way to San Jose? And there are so many reasons why I love this song. The original, of course, was Dionne
Warwick.
It's
directional.
Well, it's direction. You know, it's Do You Know the Way to San Jose? You know, we're talking binary, yes?
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
I don't.
My brother lives like 20 minutes from San Jose.
Woo!
I drove from San Francisco. It's about... it's an hour and a half's drive, maybe, south of San Francisco. And everywhere on the road, the highway would say San Jose. So in my head, I'm going, ding. Like, the whole way, Robert was just looking at me going, what are you? And going, LA is a great big freeway.
That would have been awesome.
You know, I put my hands on the wheel and I'm moving it around like you do in a song and not realising the car's swerving all over the line.
And the police are going, ooh, yeah,
he's drunk. Just a catchy, awesome, another fantastic song.
It's so good.
I know the last one you just didn't have words for Van Morrison because you were just... I have the same for Burt Bacharach. There are not enough superlatives left in my language.
No.
I love everything he's written. I think he's one of the greatest songwriters of all time.
And he rolled his eyes even kind of with the whole respect, like just bowed the head.
I actually looked up like a, you know, visual,
heavenly.
Rolled it and went, and yeah, then actually there's no one else. I scanned the entire list in 3 seconds.
Yeah.
I went, yep, I'm putting him in there.
He's it, the man.
And this is just a fun song.
So you match it with Dionne Warwick's voice.
Well, and this is the other thing with Burt Bacharach songs. Not everyone can sing them.
Uh-uh.
They are so incredibly hard to sing, even to play. I remember my sister...
Something.
My sister,
some point.
I'm trying to think. It's my sister Carmel's wedding. She wanted... I did the singing, and she had some very different songs to sing.
Oh, wow. That would have been beautiful.
His songs... and not easy to sing. As someone who's done some singing, maybe not the best voice in the world, but they're not easy. The construction of them is really complex.
Even just in that, Do You Know the Way to San Jose, there's like about 3 or 4 different...
And the time, he doesn't even use like 4-4, 2-4, 3-4.
No.
And it changes a lot.
Yeah. I mean, that one of the things that's really interesting about playing music is that you are playing it in a particular way, but you will sing it in a slightly different way. You know, my piano teacher and I have talked about this a number of times because I would want to sing some of the songs and he's like... Wow, playing and singing, that's like really hard because it's not actually in the same. So, yeah, continue.
Yeah. And the other thing I remember seeing from a Burt Bacharach perspective, slightly getting off topic with this song, which I do love.
Yeah.
I saw there was a mini series about Cilla Black.
Cilla Black, yep.
So, anyone who had a heart,
yeah.
I think, is lyrically, one of the best songs.
Go on.
Top 20 all time. That's where I'm going to go with that. But in terms of complexity, incredible and so hard to sing. So Dionne Warwick did it. And we were watching this mini... It was a mini-series that recreated Cilla Black's life. She almost spent an entire day, apparently, in the studio with the orchestra, trying to get it right. Almost getting right. And Burt Bacharach was such a perfectionist. He's going, no, not quite. Let's do it again. Not quite. Let's do it again. And, you know, they just did like 20 times till they got
it. Wow. I wonder whether after that point you just kind of relax and then it all flows.
Well, and this is where, you know, we were talking about, contrast that v Magda at Magda Jabansky at Business Chicks the other day going, just bumble along.
Yeah.
It doesn't always have to, you know, done is better than perfect.
Perfect, yeah.
Because in life, you know, and Burt Bacharach was so good that he demanded that of people and got it.
Yeah.
But that doesn't always happen with stuff.
And... he can do that because he would have done
because
the bumbling
he's Burt Bacharach. Yeah, because he's years before.
Yeah. So that it's interesting to sort of see that progression through artist life where they can bumble, and then you improve it over time with anything that you do. And we were even talking about this today. If we listen back to our first podcast versus our podcast,
which I'm sure you've
now,
all listened to.
Yeah.
And if you haven't, you can go back on iTunes and look at all our back catalogue.
Back catalogue's all there.
Yep.
So we've improved dramatically over time. We've spent more time researching.
Okay,
well, maybe that's for the listeners to decide, but
I think we're
more creative in the titles that we've got. You know, before we were just kind of like Mother's Day, Father's Day, we sort of stuck to the classics, but now we're much more creative than that. We're, you know, we're really kind of playing around with things, so I think it's just an evolving thing. So he can do that now. He can do the perfectionist
now. Well, he's 88,
so yeah, exactly.
I would hope he can do that now.
He's earned his stripes, so good on him.
Yeah.
Good on Bert.
Absolutely. And that was only number two when we've talked that much about it.
I know.
Number one, and this just fitted the songs about closed question. Both of us instinctively went, we had the short list and we went, I think that's number one. Yep, absolutely. That was my number one as well.
Yeah.
It is.
Do you really want to hurt me?
Do you really want to make me cry? Yeah. Do you really want to hurt me? Do you really want to make me cry? The chorus is two questions repeated.
Yeah. But with such emotion. Oh, my God.
Culture Club, of course. And probably because we were teenagers in the 80s. This song was huge. And not just because it's a great song, well written, etc. Because we were both avid Countdown watchers. And to be honest, in Australia, if it wasn't on Countdown, you just didn't know it. No. It didn't exist.
No.
So bless you, Molly.
Bless you.
Pointing us all in the right direction musically.
Doing yourself a favour.
We did ourselves a favour, and we thank you for us to do ourselves a favour. This song as well for me, and you know, as a 14-year-old, soon-to-be gay man,
Did you come out of 15?
No, I was 22. But,
oh, wow,
okay. 21.
But you kind of knew.
But, you know, 14, you kind of, there's something about it, you go, I shouldn't be.
By the way, if that was too.
No, that's all right. But not sexually, just look at you just being whatever you want to be, and who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
Like, really?
Absolutely.
Good on you. And it was a whole, wow, this is like gender bender, this is cool, and it spawned, you know, Marilyn and.
Yeah.
Other people doing it, which were also fine, but I think it brought it into mainstream. And before that, you know, mum and dad at home with kids had just not gone. What? Men dress up as women? Why? Why would they do that? So it was, and it wasn't even trying. He wasn't even trying to be political.
No, it was just this is me.
It's just this is me, and if you don't like it, I don't fucking care.
Yeah. One of the other things that Emma Isaac at Business Chicks on Monday was talking about is you cannot be what you cannot see. And I think Boy George is one of those people that once he was just, this is me, this is who I am. And, you know, then people go, oh, I can be more of me. And we've talked about Lady Gaga and, you know, like or hate musically, she just says you can be whoever you want to be. And that's a beautiful thing to have out in the world. And Boy George,
you know, no one will ever pull you up on it and go, oh, that was wrong. Or you slipped up there because you're always being yourself.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, if you're living a lie, it's so hard to remember all the shit that you're trying to be. And that's why it's a culture club.
And people pick it up. They pick up that authenticity.
Well, both. They pick up authenticity
and gravitate towards it. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, and that's why I think this, because this was, I'm just trying to, without any Google knowledge, I think this was their first big song.
Yeah, I think so.
And if it wasn't, it was definitely one of. And they were, you know, mixed race as well. There was just all these things that people went,
things happening.
What? There's this guy dressed as a girl and a black guy and another really queeny looking guy. And
oh, no, first. You really want to hurt me?
Yeah.
1982. Karma Chameleon.
Yeah, Jesus. 82, I was 12.
1983. So I was, what, 13?
Yeah, but it was. Yep. But back then, and that's what I loved about Countdown too, it was, you know what? This is about the music.
Yes.
And we don't care what they do, well, to a degree, maybe Gary Glitter we might not have put on, but in retrospect, but, you know, if you want to be this, if you want to do that, I don't really care. And Molly just put it on.
Yeah.
And Boy George was like, you know, he's a bit of a freak show.
Yeah.
And, but I think he just went, the great thing about it was the music was so good.
Yeah.
And that's all, as kids, we focused on.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't care about the other stuff.
Yeah, and that was one of the things that Countdown and Molly Meldrum did so well, is they just, it didn't matter.
Yeah.
It was just about the music, and it didn't actually matter about anything else.
Yeah, I know. We say that we were joking about the word literally. Like,
yes.
I literally died.
Literally
no, you didn't
died.
Literally die. You figuratively died. Yeah. If you literally died, you'd be dead. But they were literally about the music.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Skyhawks, the whole deal. They didn't care.
Yeah, it was whatever.
Yeah, good on Molly. Yep. Really changed that. It's
Ross
such a
Love you, Molly. Because he'll totally, you know, again, he'll be totally listening. Like everybody else.
Yeah.
Sarah McLachlan, I think, just listens in case we mention her. So, hi, Sarah. I haven't mentioned you for a couple of episodes.
Actually, I think you mentioned the last episode, the episode before. But that's okay, because we also mentioned Carol five times today. So, yeah, it's all good, all good.
I love you, Carol, too, in case you're still listening after the last couple.
So, yeah. Has to be of the closed questions.
Yeah, the closed probe, you know, yes, no. 1-0, however you want to put it.
Really?
Do you really want to hurt me?
Do you really want to make me cry?
And maybe the way he looked, you're going, is that the biggest thing in your life? Is that the biggest question you're facing right now? Really? Really?
Yeah.
Do you really want to hurt me? Yeah, so I think...
Yeah, it's priceless.
Good on your Boy George and Culture
Club.
Good on
your Boy George, absolutely.
That puts...
Bringing that to the...
I was a bit
world.
Sad. I wanted that to go longer, so...
That was fun.
Thank you. That was really fun. So, that was good. We're trying to come up with some quirky sort of things like this again.
Yeah.
One of the ones I thought of today, yesterday, I was really excited.
I just had this flash
of lightning and went, oh my God.
Very, very frightening. Galileo.
Really long song titles. We're going to go with that. But next month, what have we got in store Shanil?
What do we have in store?
Okay. Thank you, everyone. It'll be fabulous. Thank you, everyone, for being part of our Songs That Are Closed questions. We will see you at our next podcast.
Yes.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.